Here's Lois heard me rambling on about macular degeneration, so let's go talk to Lois about that. Or listen
Hi.
To her, I'm sorry. Hi, Lois, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I'm 88, and a few months ago I was diagnosed with macular degeneration, and I've been trying to keep my health good, and I listen to you and other people and do natural things, and I read these health superfood books about what each thing is going to do for you.
Sure.
And I read in there that, I want to say the old word, those nuts, Brazil nuts.
Sure.
If you ate 6 or 7 of those every day, you would get a whole big, humongous amount of selenium. And another lady told me if I ate a date every day, I'd get lots of selenium. So I've been eating a date every morning and eating my nuts and having a date at night just for good measure.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I went 4 months and got the shots. And the next time I went, she said it would be 8 to 10 weeks instead of 4. And last time I went, she said that I'm just on observation and I didn't need a shot. And my eyes are getting better.
Okay, ma'am. Now, what shots are those? You mean from Toma Clinic or some other shots?
Well, it's from a macular degeneration thing. That's all they do is give shots to people with macular degeneration.
Well, good for them. They've learned that you have to use shots to get the maximum. Are they located in Seattle?
No, in Olympia.
Oh, Olympia. Well, good. Good. That way you didn't have to drive to Seattle.
I can't drive anymore.
Okay,
ma'am. My socks.
Now, I'm glad that you're monitoring to make sure that you're making progress and it's being maintained, because the shots do work better. And sometimes if people just rely on oral, they don't get very far, like Marge didn't. So just make sure you're monitored at the intervals that they tell you, because they're obviously the experts at monitoring.
Well,
and keep doing
really
what you're doing.
Fun.
It sounds good.
It's funny because the last time I went, I always go late in the day because my son has to get off work to take me. And the helper girl to the doctor said, "Wow, it's sure nice not to have to pull a shot in you," because every patient they'd had all day long had to have a shot. I'm the only one that didn't, and I'm an old lady that's supposed to be deteriorating.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that. So
no, I
okay.
don't. I want to stay on my feet as long as I'm on this earth.
There you go, ma'am. Now, there's another thing you might consider doing. Just consider. You don't have to.
Oh, well, I want to do everything.
It's a test that helps you to monitor yourself for how well you're getting the nutrients into your body. You're right about those Brazil nuts. They do contain not a whole humongous amount of selenium, ma'am. It would be hard to overdose on Brazil nuts. But still, they do contain quite adequate selenium. And the research on those showed that they actually, the selenium in the Brazil nuts did a better job than the selenium by itself, because it was accompanied by other things that nature uses to help selenium work. You see, in the Brazil nut, there's all these other little nutrients that help the selenium. But in the selenium pill, there's just the selenium. So you're right about that. However, to find out how well you're absorbing things into your body, there's this really simple test, and you don't even have to drive to get it done or anything.
Oh,
it's
good.
called a hair mineral analysis. And you contact the laboratory, which in Washington State you could do on your very own, and you can order your own hair test. Imagine that. An adult can order their own hair test. Imagine that. Without a prescription from a doctor, because really they're not covered by insurance anyway. So that's not a... insurance companies don't want to cover natural medicine, as you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, the hair test checks for all the minerals that are essential to the body. Plus, it also checks for toxic ones, but it's not as good a test for toxic minerals. So I focus on all the minerals that are essential to the body: calcium, magnesium, zinc, chromium, copper, blah, blah, blah. You could look up the list online, I'm sure. And what you can see on that test, they've got a color graphic that tells you here's median, and anything that's above median, why they put a bar out to the left, I'm sorry, to the right. And anything that's below median, they put a bar out to the left. So you can quickly see whether that looks like it's in balance with about the same number of things high and low. When people aren't getting nutrients into their bodies well, they may still be alive, but not well, not optimally, I should say. What happens is too many of those silly bar graphs are below median and not very many are above median. And that just means, oops, need to do a little bit more here to get those things in. And I do not necessarily mean the shots you're telling me about. Those do help, no question. But even so, there are other things we can do to help things get into our body without having shots. Amazing. So that hair test, only place I know of that does it in Western Washington is Meridian Valley Lab. And yes, I am the medical director there, but I'm just informing you that this is a resource. I'm not saying, oh my gosh, you have to do it. You sound like you're doing pretty good on your own. And one other thing.
Well, I want to do everything I know to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, give him a call. You can look up Meridian Valley Laboratory online, or if you don't do online, they're at 206-209. Oh, yeah, 4200. I can even remember that.
206-209-4200. 4200.
And what they do is they send you a little test kit, which is a plastic bag, basically, and you clip off enough hair to go into the bag. There's instructions with it. And you send it back. You don't have to go anywhere, just down to the post office, to your postal box. It takes about 2 weeks. You get the results back. And as I say, you can see pretty clearly what's above median and what isn't. And you just don't want too much below median. You don't want to out of balance below median. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm going to do that Monday. And when I get all done, I'll call you back and tell you what they said.
Okay. And one other thing, ma'am, congratulations. The only way all of us are going to stay healthy as long as we can while we're still on this planet is to be proactive and take care of ourselves. We simply cannot wait till something happens and then try to get it fixed. We've got to try to prevent things and stay healthy. Congratulations. That's what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.